rats are long-haired rats. They're a native species, particularly in the Mitchell Grass country and the Channel country through western Queensland, that are responding to the increased rainfall we've had for the last couple of years. They're increasing in numbers, and traditionally some of these numbers have got to plague proportions. The last big plague was around 1994. So in some areas, the numbers will fluctuate. As the rats increase, they live fast, die young. They run out of food sources, so they will die quite easily. They're certainly not like the introduced rat. They're very different in diet, very different in habit, and they're not as athletic. They won't jump and climb, and they can't climb walls or jump great distances like the black rats and brown rats. But some of the rats that have been seen around the place at the moment that are dying, they've been picked up by dogs and cats. There's just so many rats that they're just dropping them around. They're also not responding very well. If it suddenly gets cold or hot or wet, they'll die. Some people may be baiting for mice, and they may pick that up and die as well. There hasn't been any other problems detected at this time.
Have there been tests done on the rats?
Biosecurity Queensland has been getting some of these samples from some of these dead rats in areas where people have been concerned by large numbers, but we've heard no results at this time.
So they're dying of natural causes. There's no disease or anything that making them die?
Not that we've been able to detect anything. It's just fairly common that they will increase in large numbers and then also die off in large numbers. And that may be what some people are seeing at the moment, is just a normal die-off and a lot of rats become visible.
I talked to one grazier who's been seeing thousands of baby cane toads around the place, and he thought that maybe the rats were trying to eat the cane toads and dying from that. Do you think that's a possibility as well?
Some of the rats may try and eat some cane toads. They will chase protein at different times. They'll chew on almost anything, but they'll generally eat vegetation. They'll chase a few insects. They might then turn on each other when food starts running very low. So they may well try cane toads. That could account for some of them, but we haven't had any results from any tests yet.
How does this year compare to other years?
Well, the rats occur naturally throughout western Queensland, but usually in very low numbers, and people never usually see them. With the really good seasons that we've had for the last couple of years, the rats are responding and increasing their breeding. Once they reach a certain point, they can increase their numbers very quickly, and that's when they start coming up in large numbers. They can migrate from one area to another over time, and particularly move up along river channels and out across the Mitchell Grass Flat.
Is there any risk of disease or anything like that?
Well, it's a good idea to normally, as you would normally, just clean up around your properties, keep the grass low, put pet food out of reach, and pack up items that they might get in amongst. Certainly, if you're baiting, you'd want to be able to pick up those dead rats so your pets don't eat them. Rats that are dying around the place, it probably is a good idea to pick them up and bury them. As with any amount of dead animals lying around, there can be issues later on with flies, with children might pick them up, pets spread them around.
For some reason, though, I feel a lot more comfortable about these long-haired native rats than I do thinking about kind of rats that you usually see. They seem to be a bit more special.
Yeah, the long-haired rats are a very special native animal. They don't smell like the feral rats. They smell more like fresh cut hay. They're much cleaner. They certainly don't live in rubbish or muck like the feral rats do. They're nowhere near as athletic, so they're not quite as good swimmers. They won't come up through your toilet or other pipes. They have been getting into people's swimming pools, but again, they're not terribly good swimmers, so they don't always get out. It's just a matter of putting a mat or something in your pool and letting the rats climb out so they don't drown in your pool. But they're also very special for the functioning of the country out here. A lot of animals depend on them, especially our birds of prey. A lot of our very rare birds of prey use these plagues to actually increase their numbers. Birds like the grey falcon, the leather-winged kites, black falcons, grass owl, those sort of species really make the best of the rat plague. We do have problems as well. You know, other pests will increase with the rats, things like cats and foxes. Wild dogs may also take advantage, so it's very important to keep on top of feral animal control. The long-haired rats will increase for some time. We don't know what level they'll increase to. They may be just in the same sort of numbers that people are seeing now, or they may become more, or they may fade away. It just depends on how the season goes. And then the population will disappear until the next major flood event again brings them back. They're very difficult for us to trap on our survey, and often we won't see them in many areas until we get these sort of flood events come through.
Are they quite distinct looking from the other rats?
Very distinctive. They're pale grey with white underneath and have long hairs that sort of extend out across their back, so that's why they're called long-haired rats. They're much prettier than the black rats and the brown rats, and much gentler sort of animal. It can get difficult. People who aren't sort of used to being around native wildlife, having large numbers of rats can be upsetting to some people. But it is a part of living in the outback, and just keeping your property clean, keeping your doors and houses secure can limit the amount of numbers of rats that you'll actually have on your property.
I've also heard that Parks and Wildlife have been doing some surveying around and about, trying to find other wildlife that's popping up because of the rain.
Yes, we've been very excited by the increase in wildlife right through the Western Queensland in response to these terrific seasons we've had. We've been increasing our surveys since 2009 when we first started noticing the increase. A lot of our small native mammals, some that we don't see very often, different dunnart, planigales, other small native mice that we don't normally see, other birds, reptiles, all sorts of species are really making the most while the good seasons are there. And our surveys all across the Western Queensland parks have been very successful.